Two filmmakers from the Cape Fear region will get to see their first full-length feature film on the big screen for the first time Saturday night. Drought is part of the 2020 Kookalurras Film Festival, and it was born in a series of downpours.
On day six, I got the worst phone call you could get, you know, where I got a call from my uncle that my mom had unexpectedly passed away.
That's Megan Peterson.
It was horrible. Like, there's no other word for it.
Peterson is co-creator, co-director, co-executive producer, and she plays one of the leads in Drought. Hannah Black is the other co-creator, co-director, co-executive producer, and writer.
And I play the lead, Sam, in the film.
You can see why their production company is named Same Page Pictures. Not long after Peterson lost her mother, a different kind of storm stopped production. It was 2018.
We were in day 12 or 14 of filming, and Hurricane Florence was projected to hit our city. At the time, it was a Category 4.
They stopped production, not knowing if their locations would even be there when they returned.
I think it's really timely even right now that really terrible things can be happening and really wonderful things can be happening at the same time. It's okay to feel all those feelings and be grieving and celebrating at the same time.
And there were wonderful things. The two women met in a local acting class. They became friends and then best friends. Neither had gone to film school. They didn't know how to produce a film, but they knew they could write better parts for themselves than anything coming out of Hollywood.
I mean, most of the roles that we auditioned for were small, you know, blonde two and nurse one, you know. But even so goes, it is like they're typically an object, or they're just there to help the lead male look good. And so I think that in itself was just something where it's where we wanted to create female characters that it's not even about the guy. It's just about who they are as a human being.
In my experience, most of the time, the description of the character for females is very physical in description. Most of the time talking about weight or height, you can't be taller than your male counterparts, that kind of thing. Where when you read the male descriptions, it's about their character. Like, it's about who they are as a person.
The two had encouragement, lots of it. Their acting teacher showed them a talk by filmmaker Mark Duplass, in which he encourages people to go out and make films with their friends on weekends.
All of a sudden, I get a text message from Hannah that just had 13 exclamation marks.
The filmmaking duo, the Duplass brothers, were running a contest that would award the winners funding and executive producing.
We were like, what? Okay, so we looked into it, and it was for a competition called the Hometown Heroes Rally through a platform called Seed and Spark, which is for creators by creators to raise funds for their projects.
It was a natural fit, says Peterson.
All of their values of filming something in your hometown to give jobs to people where you live, to highlight stories that are in geographically different regions, was the heart behind this rally, and that was our heart behind making the film too. And so it was a crowdfunding rally.
Peterson and Black had to raise $24,000. And if they landed in the top 10 of having followers on the platform, they would get the chance to pitch their film to the Duplass brothers.
We got 30 seconds to pitch to them. 30 seconds in a video. So we went for it and we pitched our hearts out. And then they announced the winners live on November 4th in 2017.
And yes, they won. But now what?
We got some books, but really it was just a lot of research and going into it blindly. Megan and I have always taken it one step at a time because the learning curve on all of this was so huge. So really it was just like, okay, now we need to figure out our budget. Now we need to do our strip board. What's a strip board? Look up what a strip board is, you know?
They credit the support from the Duplass brothers and pure naivete with helping them focus on the next right step. They had other experts join them to help with logistics, legal issues. It almost seemed too good to be true, the way things were falling into place. And then Peterson's mother died, and Hurricane Florence walloped North Carolina, leaving the region so flooded that Wilmington won the distinction that year of being the wettest city on the East Coast. Remember, while they were making a film called Drought. Peterson left to deal with her loss.
But she was so wanting to finish this film and so passionate about it. I think also that her strength coming back on, I'll get emotional. Her strength coming back on inspired everyone else to put their best foot forward. And it really created this pretty strong family of filmmakers. Some of us not ever, you know, filling those roles to stepping up and doing it so beautifully. So Megan is definitely a huge inspiration. I mean, yeah, strongest person I know, for sure.
The family of filmmakers she's talking about are all local.
Everyone on our cast and crew is from Wilmington, not without a national search. We did a nationwide casting and crew call. And we found, I don't think we're biased, I think just that Wilmington is really talented. We're really proud of that.
Black and Peterson also saw their filmmaking passions expand into other areas.
I think I really like producing. I really like directing.
I love writing. I love it.
They both say, though, that acting is still their first love, which, as leads in Drought, they also got to explore in a feature film. Like the story of the film's production, the film itself is a coming-of-age story centered on a family. The youngest brother, Carl, is on the autism spectrum.
It's 1993 in a small southern town that is going through a pretty bad drought. And Carl is very knowledgeable about weather. It's something that he's really passionate about. He's predicting a storm to hit further west in the state, and he convinces his older sister Sam and their estranged older sister Lillian and best friend Lewis to go on this adventure in this ice cream truck to chase this storm. But of course, along the way, they really learn more about family and forgiveness.
The message of the film, say Black and Peterson, is that normal is a fiction and forgiveness is possible. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.